Colson Whitehead lets us know, "I'm here because I was born here, and thus ruined for anywhere else. But I don't know about you. Maybe you're from here too, and sooner or later it will come out that we used to live a block away from each other and didn't even know it. Or maybe you moved here a couple of years ago for a job. Maybe you came here for school. Maybe you saw the brochure. The city has spent a considerable amount of time and money putting the brochure together, what with all the movies, TV shows, and songs, the whole, if you can make it there, business. The city also puts a lot of effort into making your hometown look really drab and tiny, just in case you were wondering why it's such a drag to go back sometimes. No matter how long you have been here, you are a New Yorker the first time you say, 'That used to be Muncie's,' or 'That used to be the TikTok Lounge.' That before the internet cafe plugged itself in, you got your shoes resold in the mom-and-pop operation that used to be there. You are a New Yorker when what was there before is more real and solid than what is here now." That from The Colossus of New York by Colson Whitehead. But it is the songs. Oh, those songs. No matter how long you have been here, you are a New Yorker, Colson Whitehead tells us. But it is the songs that make us feel like we are true blue New Yorkers, or if not, at least honorary ones. Mostly Opera takes us to the Great White Way and all over New York on October 29th. No need to take the train or one of the bus lines, even wait in line at the Lincoln Tunnel. It's Mostly Opera, and it's an annual dinner theater presentation at the Hilton in downtown Scranton titled New York, New York. Aline Tinsley is executive director of Mostly Opera, and we had a chance to speak with her by phone about the event and about Mostly Opera.
Mostly Opera is a community-based organization in the greater Scranton area. We have about 40 singers that work with us when their schedules permit. They're all professional singers, and they donate their time. Our goal is to keep opera alive in our area and also to give singers who are professional singers, as well as young upcoming singers, a stage on which to perform.
And we look to the title Mostly Opera because you do grand opera, but also you have a range of musical theater offerings as well.
Yes, Mostly Opera gives two concerts annually. The first is in the spring, and we offer grand opera in that we give scenes in costume, with scenery, as well as arias and duets and ensembles, and in grand opera style. And that's usually held at the Covenant Presbyterian Church. But then in the fall, we give a live dinner theater at the Hilton in Scranton. And it's usually musical theater and Broadway show tunes. And that's what we're going to be doing on October 29th this year. And our theme this year is New York, New York. Now, who doesn't like New York? It's contagious in itself. And it's amazing how many show tunes contain the title New York or talk about New York or, you know, are just stories about New York. We're going to open with New York, New York from the great show On the Town. And actually, Larry Voigtko, Greg Kelly, and Richard Weston are going to be dancing around in sailor hats and singing New York, New York. It's a heck of a town, you know. And that's followed by Broadway Baby from Follies. And then we're going to do There's No Business Like Show Business, the ensemble from Irving Berlin's Annie, Get Your Gun. Also on the program are songs that began in New York, like Gilbert and Sullivan was offered Pirates of Penzance, and Dr. Jennifer Cogill is going to sing Poor Wandering One. And then we go through kind of like a chronology of the different types of shows that grew out of the Gilbert and Sullivan Pirates of Penzance, as well as the operettas. And we have a selection from Showboat by Mary Shelley, Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine. And Richard Weston, who's new with us this year, a tenor who is pretty seasoned performer, and he's going to sing Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Because during the Depression, that was a very popular song. We'll have some Cole Porter, who you'll hear in The Still of the Night, and as well as selections from Kiss Me, Kate, But there'll be new stuff, too. Ellen Rutkowski is going to perform a wonderful new song from the show Songs for a New World. It's called Stars and Moon. Also, Sarah Houck, there was a sequel to Phantom of the Opera, which really failed, and failed miserably, I guess, called Love Never Dies. And Sarah Houck is going to sing the theme from that, which is a hauntingly beautiful song. But we also have Billy Joel on the program. Nicole Rideout, who is an outstanding coloratura soprano, is going to be doing New York State of Mind, which is a real 180 degrees for her, you know. The second part of the program is going to open with, of course, the great Frank Sinatra song, New York, New York, and a new young singer who is a student of Larry Boyko's, actually. Her name is Artemisia Ashton, and she is going to do another 100 people from the Sondheim show Company. There's also a great song that Nicole is going to do, and it incorporates Broadway as well as opera, and it's called Girl in 14G. It's a very, very funny song and very difficult to perform.
Do you have one?
Yes, I'm going to be doing Broadway Baby from Follies, you know. And I'm going to also, with Julie Ziavras, who is a wonderful soprano, I've always wanted to do this. I don't know if you remember, in White Christmas, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, Sisters. Rosemary Clooney came out and sang Sisters, and they had these big blue feather fans. So we're hoping to kind of emulate that little excerpt there. we're going to try to recreate that scene. You'll hear Memory from Cats, and then we're going to do a tribute to 9/11, because that's also part of New York. It was a tragedy, and it's the one time that New York was silent. And in order to remember that, lest we forget, as they always say, and Eric Sparks is going to sing Empty Chairs and Empty Tables from Les Miserables. And we're going to conclude the program with Lullaby of Broadway, sung by Barbara Nowicki and our chorus. And then that's immediately followed by the lively 42nd Street, sung by Mary Scheller and the ensemble, and tap-danced by the Scranton Civic Ballet, who's going to be with us that evening, too. Hey, we're even going to have the Beatles on the program. Jack Bernetsky is going to sing Paul McCartney's Yesterday.
They certainly took New York by storm.
They sure did. I'll never forget that. I was like a freshman in high school, and, you know, it was unforgettable. We were so excited. There's a lot of music in the show, and the people that attend always leave happy. They have a full-course dinner, gourmet dinner, provided by the Hilton, and they eat while we sing. We don't disturb them. We sing quieter things in the beginning while they're dining, and then we get a little louder. And Larry Boyko, who is our stage director, has been working with the singers, and we'll even have the singers in a kick line this time. And he's going to be singing Lonely Town from On the Town. And he does a terrific job. We're having a lot of fun preparing for this.
And your music director is?
Our music director is Linda Houck, who is the best pianist, accompanist, and music director in the galaxy. She really is. She's a remarkable talent. And we have an ensemble orchestra made up of members of her family, many of them anyway. Her husband, Dale Houck, her son, Dale E. Houck. And we have Ed Wargo on flute and John Andrews on percussion and the amazing Mark Woodyatt on violin. The orchestra really has grown over the years. Oh, and I wanted to tell you, we have many new voices this time. Well, this is the first time that Jennifer Cogill from Marywood is going to be singing with us. And I mentioned Richard Weston, who is coming to us from Williamsport. And he's bringing with him a seasoned performer. Her name is Eileen Wiley. And they're going to be doing a duet from Pajama Game. And we also have a soprano. Her name is Anne-Marie Dupre, who was a professional singer in New York and has recently returned to the area and come back to her roots. And she's going to be performing with us. And I recruited Dr. Greg Calley, who is a terrific baritone, and he's going to be singing Feeling Good from The Roar of the Grease Paint. And, you know, I'm just so thrilled that we're finding all these wonderful talents and we're able to give them a stage on which to perform. It's a lot of fun. So the show occurs on Saturday evening, October 29th. It starts at 6 o'clock. That's when cocktails are served, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres in the lobby, and then the doors open for the dinner and the show.
They'll be closing with this number. As Mostly Opera presents its annual Dinner Theater on Saturday, October 29th at the Hilton in downtown Scranton, the show is titled New York, New York, featuring Broadway show tunes and popular songs, 42nd Street, Annie Get Your Gun, Les Miserables, West Side Story, Showboat, Porgy and Bess, South Pacific, Cats, and much more. For more information on the web, mostlyopera.net, mostlyopera.net. We spoke just now with Helene Tinsley, Executive Director of Mostly Opera. And if you'd like to make reservations and for more information by calling, area code 570-702-4356, 702-4356, area code 570. Mostly Opera, and it's at the Hilton in downtown Scranton, Saturday, October 29th, New York, New York.